good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. I'm disappointed we didn't bring out the Facebook Live for our guest this morning. A very interesting topic. He's very detailed on it, and I wish everybody had an opportunity to ask questions to get more information. But you know what? I mean, I'm pretty sure I can probably just ask one or two questions, and you're going to get tons of information out to us this morning. Our guest is Randy Sanders. He's with Sanders Insurance. And this morning, we're going to be talking about some major changes that are coming to Medicare in 2025. I haven't heard about these. I mean, I'm not looking for that information myself at this point, but I still have not seen it, haven't accidentally stumbled across it. And it sounds like it's some pretty important information for our seniors and those who use Medicare. So again, Randy Sanders, thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for bringing this to our attention and to the residents of West Georgia. I think seniors and people on Medicare will care about this, but I mean, I think a lot of people will have family members who are on Medicare who maybe have the opportunity to tell them this is going to happen and this is going on. And somebody who may be on Medicare in 2 years, they may need to know this right now, something they'll have to deal with in the future. So I just hand the mic over to Randy Sanders this morning. Again, thanks for coming out.
Well, thank you so much. I've been in the insurance business for 47 years. Done Medicare for 47 years, and this is what's coming in 2025 is the second largest, biggest change that I've seen in 47 years. Back in 2003, Medicare Advantage and Medicare Part D drug cards were introduced, and of course that was a major event, and a lot of people came in. But this year we've got some changes coming that one of them I was just absolutely shocked myself, and the other one I had been known was coming for probably over a year now. Let's talk about the first one, the changes to the Medicare Part D drug card. Right now, the Medicare Part D drug card works like this. Everyone is given $5,000 worth of drugs starting January 1st of the year. Once your drug bill exceeds $5,000, you fall into a thing called the donut hole or coverage gap. Up until the $5,000, you've been paying basically zero copay for generics and, you know, maybe $10, $20, $40 for brand name medication. But when you go over $5,000 and fall into that donut hole, you have to start paying 25% of all of your prescription drug cost, 25%. And you stay in that gap or donut hole until the total drug bill hits $8,000. And then finally, you have 100% covered drugs. 2025, that all goes out the window. In 2025, no longer will you have to get to $8,000 of prescription medication to get 100% drug coverage. 2025, the donut hole is gone and replaced by a $2,000 out-of-pocket cap.
Now let's pause there and let everybody say, oh, that sounds great. What are you worried about, Randy?
$2,000 out-of-pocket cap, then you have 100% covered drugs. Now it sounds great, and everybody I've shared it with,
just hearing that statement, they're
statement, they say, man, I'm going from 8,000 of drugs to I get 100% down to 2,000 of drugs to get 100%. And that's just really great. And it is. It's fantastic news for our Medicare recipients. But how is the insurance industry reacting to these changes? You've got to remember they've had an $8,000 buffer before they had to pay 100% of your medication cost. Now they've got a $2,000 cap, and they have to start paying 100%. We're seeing three things, basically, in reaction from the insurance industry to this change in the Medicare Part D program. Number one, premiums for the Medicare drug card are going up dramatically. We're seeing tremendous increase in Medicare drug card premiums. Number two, we're seeing reduced number of covered drugs. In fact, I was sharing this earlier. The drug book right now, they call them formulary books, about a half inch to maybe three quarters of an inch thick. We're getting the new ones in for 2025. At best, there may be a quarter of an inch thick. a lot of drugs are being not covered, are going to be not covered as we move into 2025. Another thing we're seeing is that generic drugs, which have always been our most economical way to obtain our medications, they're not covering some generic medications and forcing people to go to brand name medications. I'll give you a prime example of that. A client came in last week to my office, wanted to know what these changes were going to mean for her, and I shared it with her. And she said, well, let's just look at my drugs right quick. And the first drug on her list was a drug called levothyroxine. It is a thyroid medication. It is the generic version of a drug called Synthroid. So I began to look up her levothyroxine, and I was going through the new formulary, and I couldn't find it. And I'm sure I had overlooked it, so I went to the ALS in the book just to look at it. I couldn't find it. And I said, well, ma'am, I don't think it's going to be covered. And she said, well, that's my thyroid medication. I said, well, let's look at its brand name equivalent, Synthroid. Absolutely, Synthroid was covered. What does that mean for her? She was paying zero copay for levothyroxine. She's going to go to the Synthroid. It's $47 a month. So she went from zero copay for her thyroid medication to $47 a month for her thyroid medication. That may be an isolated case. We haven't had an opportunity to go through all of our drug lists yet, but it could be that they're going to force us to go, and I say us because at 74 years of age, I'm on Medicare myself. A lot of them may be forcing us to go from generic medication to brand name medication, and that's certainly going to make a difference. So it hadn't all played out yet. We don't have all of our products in at this point in time, but it looks like that the response from the insurance industry to these Part D changes are going to be not as exciting as the $2,000 out-of-pocket cap.
Sure. That's when you say that $5,000 to $8,000 is what it is right now, right? Mm-hmm. How do we come up with that number?
Well, and I may not have finished the story before. $5,000, we currently fall into the donut hole and have to start paying 25% of our medication costs. We stay in that hole until our total drug bill hits $8,000.
And that's the hole.
And then the hole's over, we're out of the hole, and we have 100% coverage. Of course, that $8,000 for 100% is falling to $2,000 in 2025. So it's going to be interesting to see what all plays out on this. I will tell you that this is the biggest change to the Part D program since it was implemented back in 2003. So 21 years we went with the Part D card being pretty much as it was when it came into existence back in 2003. Of course, you can see a radical change for the drug card in 2025. So that's the first piece of big news coming down our way.
Well, let's take our first break here, Randy.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll give you, I mean, I'm just here to go to the breaks, honestly, because I know you're on top of it and you're giving us plenty of good information. If I ask a question, it's just because I want to feel important.
That's right.
I want to feel like I'm part of the conversation, but I'll shut up from now on after we take this break. Time right now is 8:38. We'll come back with more with Randy Sanders of Sanders Insurance, talking about some big changes that are coming to Medicare in 2025. That would be January the 1st, 2025. And you've already met with a couple of senior centers here locally, and I guess we'll recap that as well when we come back. Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
time right now is 8:40. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning is Randy Sanders of Sanders Insurance, talking about some big changes that are coming to Medicare in 2025, how that will affect you and those of you on Medicare and those of you with family members on Medicare, and very detailed. So if you're just joining us right now, this podcast or this program will be in podcast form on our website once we're complete here at newstalk1330.com. I do encourage you to go back and listen to that. And maybe we'll take a picture of Randy in his good-looking hat as the picture for the podcast that you can visit at newstalk1330.com. Well, in the first segment, you did talk about the big change to where they're closing that donut hole from where, 5,000 to 8,000, you had to pay 25%, 8,000, 100% covered. For some people, can you see how this could benefit some people, even though the insurance agencies have changed, they responded to the change that, $2,000 is going to be the one.
Well, I think
it could benefit some people. I mean, some people can afford that $46. You gave an example of a prescription. I mean, $46, and then they'll be done with their $2,000 in the first 3 months, and then the next 3 months. I got tons of questions now, because I'm thinking, heck, in April, if you're done with that $2,000 in April and you held off getting a prescription, can you go get a new prescription in April and that'll still be covered?
Once you hit $2,000, you got 100% drug coverage after your total drug cost hits $2,000. Of course, that total drug cost is a combination of what you pay in copay and what the insurance company pays out after your copayment right there. Another thing we need to let the folks know about is that for the first time, we have a new program called the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan. They call it MP3. What this does is we know now that we have a $2,000 out-of-pocket maximum for our prescription drugs, and then all drugs are covered at 100%. $2,000, though, Colin, is still a lot of money for some folks. So you have to opt into the program now. You have to sign up for it. But if you opt into the Medicare prescription payment plan, you can divide that $2,000 annual out-of-pocket by 12 months and only pay $167 a month for your medications. That's going to be a tremendous help. Mm-hmm. So you can spread that $2,000 annual out-of-pocket to a monthly payment of $167 a month, and that's going to make certainly medications much more affordable for our Medicare population.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I talked a lot before the show. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a relief to me, I think. I mean, you're still going to pay that $2,000, and I guess for somebody who was paying, I mean, if the $40 a month for one prescription still won't equal $2,000, but if you don't expect you're going to pay $2,000, you can't benefit from that at all. If you think you're only going to pay $1,000, you can't spread that $1,000 out over the year.
No, you have to take the $2,000 and spread it out.
Gotcha.
But I will tell you, it's very hard to imagine that our seniors today, our Medicare population, drug bill over a 12-month period is at least $2,000 with the cost of medication and drugs being what they are. So this is going to be a tremendous help to people that rather than having to come up with $2,000 at one time or maybe $2,000 in the first 3 or 4 months of the year, can spread it out over the 12-month calendar year and only pay $167 a month for their medication. So that's going to be a tremendous help to people as well.
Well, you kind of teased another big explanation that you're going to share with us. How are local hospitals reacting to this news?
Well, I think the biggest news when it comes to hospitals is that effective January 1, 2025, Tanner will be out of network for Humana Medicare Advantage PPO. This starts on January 1, 2025. This change affects Humana members that are currently using Tanner hospitals, Tanner facilities, and Tanner medical group practices. So January 1, 2025, they will no longer accept the Humana insurance as an in-network provider. There's a lot of folks in West Georgia that have Humana insurance. If you look at my personal client base, I have around 1,500 clients. 500 to 600 of those people have Humana. Including myself, by the way, I have Humana. I'm going to have to change. So that is a major, major, major piece of news that effective January 1, 2025, Tanner will no longer be in network for Humana. So that's going to be a major change right there. So I think now we have to look at what do people have to do in regards to these two changes that we've talked about this morning. Number one, the Medicare Part D drug card changes, and the big announcement, Tanner no longer taking Humana insurance. In the past, I mean, you could have done nothing during open enrollment. Just say, okay, it's working fine for me. I'm going to let my plan just go for another year. This is the year that you cannot do that, because you have got to get your drug list into people like me and let us look at it, because, again, a lot of drugs are no longer covered. Generic drugs, you're going to have to be pushed into brand name medication. Your drug card insurance company may need to change because of the premium structure. So we have got to look at drugs. There's no way you can go into 2025 and not have looked at your Medicare drug card. If you don't look at it in January when you go to the drugstore to get your medications, you're going to be shocked. You're going to say, what in the world has happened to my drug card? And so you've got to get in and let us look at those drugs and set you up with the drug card that is best for you and your medications. The other thing in regards to the Tanner thing is that you're going to need to change your Medicare Advantage plan from Humana to one of the other insurance companies that Tanner does take. And my agency, Sanders Insurance, is working very closely with Tanner Health to identify Tanner in-network health insurance plans and options based on your medical provider preferences. So we've got right now three solid Humana replacement insurance companies, and I think we're going to be adding two more to that. In fact, I talked with Tanner yesterday about these two other insurance companies. So I think we're going to have five insurance company alternatives to the Humana plan, and you're going to have to look at leaving Humana and moving over to one of these three, four, or five other insurance plans if you want to have in-network health care with Tanner starting in January of 2025.
Now, Humana is not just on Medicaid, right? They do provide insurance other ways, but Tanner will still accept that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Colin. That's a big point. I had a lady yesterday at we did Temple Senior Center Monday and Buchanan Senior Center yesterday. And in Buchanan, one of the ladies came up to me after, and she said, I've got Humana, but it is a Medicare supplement. And I said, I should have brought that up in the meeting. I apologize, I didn't. The only product being affected in this Humana Tanner thing is the Medicare Advantage product. If you have a Humana Medicare supplement, that is not going to be impacted. And you may have Humana insurance at your workplace. Humana may be providing your employer health coverage. That is also not going to be affected. The Tanner Humana only affects Medicare Advantage programs. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about myself. I don't know which insurance I have through my wife, and it very well may be Humana. So I was like, well, okay, I probably need to clarify that. Before we do take our break, now, if Tanner does remove Humana as the option for Medicaid, but there are other local hospitals or hospitals in the area. I mean, if they don't mind driving a little more. I mean, what's the... obviously, if Tanner's closer, they would probably prefer to do that. But is that the worst thing about choosing another hospital, you think?
I think the thing about it is I can speak for Harrelson and Carroll County, because that's pretty much my marketplace. A very large percentage of my Medicare clients use Tanner. Number one, they're local. They're in Bremen. They're in Tallapoosa. They're in Buchanan. They're in Carrollton. They're in Villarica. They're in Bowden. They're everywhere. And people don't have to drive a distance to get to those providers with Tanner. But the lady brought it up yesterday. She said, well, now, who else is dropping out of Humana? And I said, well, at this time, Tanner is the only one that is not going to be in network with Humana as we move into 2025. But that leaves Piedmont. That leaves the Wellstars. That leaves the Rome facilities, Harbin, Clinic, Floyd Medical, Redmond. Those are all out there. But again, not a lot of people want to drive to Rome or Douglasville or Newnan for their health care. So, again, if they want to continue to use Tanner, we're going to have to explore insurance options to get them to the in-network providers that Tanner are going to remain in-network with. And I have every one of those. Tanner has shared those with me. I know who they are. And we can talk about moving to one of those alternative insurance companies for in-network healthcare with Tanner starting January 1, 2025.
Okay, Randy Sanders, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Randy Sanders of Sanders Insurance. You said 47 years in the biz?
47 years in the business.
Congratulations. And obviously doing good work, because you don't last 47 years if you're not doing a good job. We're going to take our final break here, come back with about 7.5 minutes with the program. We'll see which direction Randy wants to take us, and we'll see if there's anything else that we missed, or maybe even touch on something, or we need to better define an issue. Again, I wish we were on the Facebook Live program this morning, so you could ask us questions. But if we're missing anything that you have questions about, I encourage you first to go back and listen to the podcast, which will be available after 9 o'clock. But then after that, you know, set an appointment with Randy Sanders. It's in Tallapoosa, right?
Yeah. No, we're in Bremen now.
In Bremen, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Again, we'll take our final break, come back with more Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest name, Randy Sanders. He's with Sanders Insurance in Bremen. And we're talking about big changes that are coming to Medicare in 2025, January 1st of 2025, actually. If you missed any of this program, I do encourage you to go back and listen to our podcast in its entirety, which will be posted to the newstalk1330.com website by about 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Very, very important information. I'm sure in our last segment, if you missed anything, Randy will touch on some things. You'll say, whoa, obviously I missed something. So you will want to go back, I promise, if you have any kind of interest in Medicare now or in the immediate future. You know, I've listened to you, and I'm sure there are people listening this morning who just can't believe what they're hearing, and they're trying to piece all this together. What should people do about this?
Well, I think the big thing, more than ever, so I've always been about education. I think my job is actually an educator. When it comes down to the finishing of the meeting and they say, well, what should I do? And I say, well, I've given you your options, and that's your decision, not mine. But I do educate. I think this year the key word is education. People have got to know what's happening to their Medicare drug program, and they've got to know what to do about the Humana Tanner situation. And the only way to do that is to be educated on it. And the way to do that is to sit down with me and let me have an opportunity to share with you your drugs. More importantly than ever, I've got to know what drugs you're taking, so that I'll know what Medicare drug card is the best for you. especially with all these changes coming, with drugs not being covered, with the list of covered drugs being cut dramatically, with the cost of the drug cards going up, with people being forced to go from generic medication to brand name medications. It's never been more important to know how you're going to be treated at the drugstore on January 1st, 2025. And that takes a sit down, and that takes knowledge. We have a program that we enter your drugs into, and it comes back and tells us what the best drug cards for you are. So we can enter your drugs into our program, let it come back and tell us what cards are going to be best for you, and then share those cards with you and let you select which card you feel is going to be the best one for you. As we move to the Tanner thing, I think that's going to be setting down again with me and looking at the insurance company alternatives to Humana. I do know, and Tanner has shared this with me, every insurance company that they're going to remain in network with. And so I think that we need to look at their insurance companies that they are going to be in network with and talk about moving from Humana over to one of these other insurance companies. And as I said, you're going to have a minimum of three insurance companies to choose from. And I think before open enrollment begins on October 15th, you're going to have five insurance companies to take a look at as an alternative to the Humana plan. So education, Colin, I can't think of another word that would tell people what they need to do. And that is, they have got to be educated on these two major changes to Medicare in the West Georgia area.
And we got 3 minutes left, Randy. You've already talked to a couple of senior centers.
I went to Temple Senior Center. We presented to Temple Senior Center on Monday morning. We did the Buchanan Senior Center yesterday morning. By the way, we're going to be at the Carrollton Senior Center this Friday, September 27th at 10:30. The Carrollton Senior Center is located at 220 West Avenue here in Carrollton, and we're going to be expanding on what we've done on the radio this morning. So I encourage you Friday morning at 10:30 to come over to 220 West Avenue and listen to the presentation. You're going to see it in more detail. You're going to hear more detail. And we'll be in a position to, if you want to set a time to come see us, we'll be in a position to set that time with you after we finish up the meeting at the Carrollton Senior Center. Next Tuesday, October 1st, we're going to be at the Tallapoosa Senior Center at 160 Windham Street in Tallapoosa, also at 10:30. And I encourage you that are in the Tallapoosa area, come to that senior center meeting at the Tallapoosa Senior Center next Tuesday, October 1st at 10:30, again, where we'll be expanding. But, Colin, the thing I saw at the two senior centers at Temple and Buchanan, when we made the announcement about the Tanner Humana thing, I looked at the faces of the people in the audience, and it was total silence, stunned silence, I will say. They looked at each other first, the people that were sitting beside them, and then they started to say, What does this mean? What does it? I don't think they totally
grasped
it.
Sure, you're hearing it initially.
You hear it, and for the first time, I think you're in shock. What does this mean? And I began to tell them the way it was going to be impacting them. And then the other questions just started flowing. I've been doing senior center meetings for probably 30, 40 years. I've never had as many questions at a senior center meeting than I had in Temple and Buchanan.
Well, I hope they reach out to you if they do have these questions after listening or attend those meetings that are coming up in the next week. Randy, thank you very much. I mean, very informative. A lot of information there. Again, if you missed any of it, I do encourage you to go back and listen to our podcast at newstalk1330.com. 10 seconds, Randy.
All righty. Call me at 770-574-8686. We'll get you scheduled in. Open enrollment begins October 15th, ends December the 7th. Call us, and we'll take care of you.
All right, everybody, tie yourself down and get a poncho for the coming days. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.